Martin began to pace the room again with the same daft look of love upon his face. He peered at the CD titles on the shelf.
You must take some more of the CDs,
he said, because it was Martin's plan that everything should be divided between them with scrupulous care. When they'd been a couple, they had distributed the qualities between them, and Madeline had got courage, but Martin had got sweetness. Now that he was so happy, he wanted more than ever to be good to Madeline. You must take more of the CDs, he said again. But Madeline wasn't listening. She was thinking up insults, beginning with the letters of the alphabet. Alligator, bumface, cockbrain, dickhead, elephant legs, fartface, gargoyle guts. She was being difficult in every which way she could imagine. She wasn't returning his calls nor answering his letters, and when he brought round documents for her to sign, she read them with exaggerated care and queried everything, and then forgot to sign them anyway.